today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Today, Tuesday, is the 1st of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 14th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about a great lady, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima Zahra. نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to look at Fatima Zahra in the verse of relationship. In chapter 42, verse 23, from the Holy Quran, Allah says,
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse of relationship from the Quran says, it is unanimously agreed upon that the kin mentioned in this verse are Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. There are many traditions narrated by both Shia and the Sunni, which not only specify the kin, but state their names. For example, when this verse was revealed, someone said, Messenger of Allah, who was the kin whose love is obligatory for us? The Prophet said, Ali, Fatima, her two children. This narration has been reported by many Sunni scholars. Another narration similar to the one stated is reported by Tabari and Ibn Hajar. The Messenger of Allah said, Surely Allah made it incumbent on you to love my kin, and I will ask you about them in the hereafter. Moreover, the narrations mentioned on the account of Ahlul Bayt are many, in which they recite this verse as proof of the fact that loving them is a religious duty. It has also been reported that Imam Hassan said, "Surely we are among the Ahlul Bayt whose love and support were made incumbent upon the faithful by Allah."
Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, has said, "Fi binta Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." He said that in the life of the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is a role model for me. Therefore, when the Imam of the time says that for me there is a role model in the life of the daughter of the Prophet, surely Imam alayhi salam is also praying for the mu'mineen, the believing. He's also praying for the believers. He's praying for us. He's praying for the mankind. Therefore, we need to be careful when we deal with the people, when we socialize, and in our practical life, when we are dealing with our neighbors or the place where we live. On the other hand, when we look at her in her religious life, when she was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was the best worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She always left everything on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being a wife, she was the best wife. She was the supporter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. After the marriage, when Imam Ali met Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet asked Imam Ali that, "How did you find Fatima?" He said, "I found her best helper in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is the environment of in-house.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Thank you to be with today's special from IRIB English Radio. This part and Hazrat Fatima's position that is higher than of her infallible sons. Hazrat Fatima enjoyed a high rank and many virtues. She was a muhaditha, reporter of her father's words and conducts. It is narrated from Imam Jafar Sadiq that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, the angel Gabriel would descend upon Fatima to console her and talk to her about the status and position of her father and children after her. Hazrat Ali wrote the dialogues, which were gathered into a book and later called Mushaf Fatima. Perhaps the saying of Imam Hassan Askari could be a good indication of her virtue and rank as compared to the Imams. He said, "We are the Hujjah, that means the proofs, of Allah and the people, and Fatima is the Hujjah of God, Hujjah of Allah on us." Yes, although Hazrat Fatima's acts, conduct, and sayings are authoritative for us, but she did not bear the position of imamate, which is particular to Imam Ali and his 11 infallible sons. The position of imams is successorship of the Holy Prophet as ordained and determined by Allah. According to the traditions, Hazrat Fatima enjoys all the ranks of the imams except the position of imamate. They are therefore from a single nur or light.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima, how Muslims should be, Lady Fatima. Lady Fatima, Lady Fatima, Lady
From the list of lessons we get from Lady Fatima, one can be giving charity. Another lesson Lady Fatima taught us was the importance of charity and how beneficial it can be to not only those who give, but society as a whole. God prescribed charity for the purification of the soul and for the increase of sustenance. Her devotion towards her community and serving others remains a huge part of her character and strength. And to remember how giving she was on the anniversary of her martyrdom can serve as a reminder to us all that one of the best ways to us all, that one of the best ways to remember Lady Fatima may be to continue her service in upholding charitable acts throughout all aspects of our lives.
It's worth mentioning here that when Fatima al-Zahra took control of Fadak, she owned it for 4 years. After the death of the Prophet, we know that Saqifa took place. Abu Bakr was secretly appointed as the Khalifa of the Muslims while Amir al-Mu'mineen is preparing his funeral. Imagine, the Prophet is not yet buried and some of the Muslims are secretly electing their own leader. In any case, that's the first thing that happens. The Khilafah is usurped. I mean, I want you to think about the change, how drastically things are changing in a span of 48 hours. The Prophet dies, Saqifa happens, Abu Bakr is appointed. On the second day, 2 days after Saqifa, Fadak is confiscated. Meaning literally, they tell the people to leave the land of Fadak. It is now seized by the de facto government, the new government. Now, what is the argument that is being made? The argument that Abu Bakr makes is, I heard the Prophet say, نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا نُوَرِّثُ. So there are two problems here. Here Abu Bakr is saying that I heard, and he's the only one who reports this narration. I heard the Prophet say that we, the Prophets, do not leave inheritance. Whatever we leave is charity. Number one, Fadak is not inheritance. It was owned by Fatima during her life. But let's assume that it was inheritance. Don't you think that this law that you claim, that this hadith that you attribute to the Prophet, where the Prophet doesn't leave inheritance, whatever he leaves behind his life, don't you think he would have told Fatima? This is something that directly is related to her. Don't you think the Prophet ﷺ, being the wise teacher that he is, don't you think he would have told his daughter, by the way, after I die, there's no inheritance for you, because whatever I leave behind is sadaqah. Instead of leaving her in the dark and having her go to Abu Bakr and say that Fadak belongs to me, and then she goes and gives a lengthy speech and she ends up dying of grief over this confrontation. Are we to believe that? Are we to believe that Rasulullah told someone outside of a stranger that, by the way, this Islamic law is something unique to prophets, where prophets don't leave inheritance, and Ali doesn't know about it, and Ayman doesn't know about it, and Fatima al-Zahra, everyone is oblivious of it, except for Abu Bakr?
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'aliha wa baniha bi'adadi ma ahata bihi ilmuk. Allahumma
صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به